In the previous episode of our short Czechs in Brexit Britain series, we explored what worries the local Czech community about Brexit and the new business ties the country is trying to establish with the UK. In our closing feature, we will look closer at the Czech community itself and some of the clubs and institutions that they've built in Great Britain. Tom McEncrow was in the UK and has the following report.
The Czech Republic may be a small country, but as the famous saying goes, Čecha najdeš všude, or you will find a Czech everywhere. In Britain, this is perhaps more the case than in most countries, as there is a sizable Czech community of up to 100,000 people living on the island nation, according to estimates by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Many of them choose to stick together, joining clubs and organisations that create expat networks or help maintain the connection of second and third generation Czechs to their roots. An example of the latter is the Czech school in Manchester, which teaches the children of expats not just the language of their homeland, but also aspects of its culture and history. Czech Mancunian Tereza Kokočínská has been an active member of the school since it got established in 2011.
Well, we have started very basically. We have started with a section for preschool children and then school children. For school children, we had few qualified teachers. For the preschool, it was more the mums who were willing to help out. I myself have two children who are now teenagers, basically. But at the time of the school's beginnings, I have taught a little bit for the preschool with one of the other co-founding members, and it was just something that was wonderful to do. The children were very engaged, and we've taken it from there a long way since then, really.
The school currently teaches around 50 children, she says. While the oldest pupils are in their mid-teens, the youngest are little more than toddlers.
Basically, we started 18 months, where we start with a small type of a playgroup thing, where you get the community together, you get the parents to come out with their little ones and just have a tea and you know, talk between themselves. And it goes up to, at the moment, I think the oldest one is 15. So it goes all the way to the end of the primary education, really.
Now, I was curious about this. Are their parents all first generation Czechs or second generation Czechs? You know, are there any, like, people who have lived here for already their whole life and they still send their kids to a Czech school?
Right, it's a right mixture, but I would say the majority of the parents are the ones that came here fairly recently, say in the last 5 years or so. I think the need to get together with the people from your country and use your own native language is really, really big, so people do that.
I know that they finish at 15, right? So
correct.
There's still a lot of time, but have any of them said they want to move to the Czech Republic eventually?
Well, actually, yes, my son did. My son is 14. He has got strong bonds with the Czech Republic. He loves everything about Czech Republic. My parents have been a massive influence in the area, and he's doing really well with his language as well. So he always says to me, "Mom, I think I want to study in the Czech Republic. I want to live there. I want to move there. I love everything about it. Can we go again?" And I'm saying, "Well, listen, this is your perspective as a person who goes there for holiday. So I'm not really sure how you will find it when you actually move there." But he's still adamant that that's what he wants to do. So maybe one day.
Whether her son ends up deciding to follow through with his wishes or not, it is a sign that the Czech schools in foreign countries may be having their intended effect, helping not just to keep expat children connected to their homeland, but also bring them back home. This ultimately also benefits the Czech state, as Lucia Slavíková-Boucher, the chairwoman of the international NGO Czech Schools Without Borders, explained to Radio Prague in 2019.
For the Czech Republic, it is very important because if it has a generation growing up abroad that does not speak Czech, its connection with the country will be minimal. Children will not visit the country as their homeland, but rather as tourists, and the state will lose out on many people who might want to work in the Czech Republic or create some sort of cooperation in the future.
V kontaktu mohli by mít zájem pracovat s Českou republikou nebo v České republice.
Czech schools abroad have been pushing for more support from the Czech government. For example, at their annual conference in Prague last year, they discussed deepening Czech foreign education legislature with both the Ministry of Education and Foreign Affairs. The Education Ministry's programme for supporting Czech cultural heritage for the years 2021 to 2025 does count on increasing financial support for Czech language education abroad. It will come in handy, as right now the level of education that such schools can offer varies depending on their size and staff capabilities. Many, such as the Czech school in Manchester, are self-funded and often reliant on volunteer teachers, such as those supplied via the EU's Erasmus Plus programme. The scheme, which offers students the chance to spend a subsidised semester in another member state and teach languages, is in danger of being discontinued with Britain after Brexit changes take effect at the turn of 2020-21. For now, however, the programme is still running, and the most recent addition to the local school's teaching staff is 22-year-old Jana Mikulášková, who is studying Czech language and literature at Charles University in Prague and used the Erasmus Plus opportunity to explore the UK and gain experience at the same time.
Yeah, I know about this before I applied, because in Prague I'm a Czech teacher and I teach Czech language to the foreigners. So I knew that there are like Ukraine schools and Russian schools in Czech Republic. So I knew that probably this would be here too.
I ran into her at another Czech expat event hosted in Manchester, a meeting of the local university's Czech Slovak Society. It is one of the dozens of similar clubs that bring Czech and Slovak students who are studying at British universities together. In Manchester, the club was founded by Petr Jeníček, a 23-year-old student of economics who is in his final year now.
Like, the society started as basically us, a couple of friends who decided we're going to be going for beers regularly, and we will open it up to other Czech students if they want to join us. Right now, we've actually mixed it up, and we started organizing academic socials with the Consulate General. We started organizing speeches or presentations by interesting people. And we also started working with companies in the Czech Republic who want to have students there for internships. So we are now basically organizing dinners and fundraising events and other networking events with Czech companies.
Cooperation with the Czech public and private sector is not exclusive to the Czechoslovak Society in Manchester. Its equivalent at the London School of Economics, for example, organises an annual Central European Conference, which attracts important speakers such as Senator Pavel Fischer or the Vice Chairman of the Czech Confederation of Industry, Radek Špicar. Furthermore, such societies can also attract non-Czech and Slovak students. At the University of Exeter, the love of Czech students for one of the country's popular sports called floorball created a whole new society, which has since attracted many English students to the sport as well. Meanwhile, at Manchester University's Czech-Slovak Society, one can also come across foreign students with a Czech connection, says Mr. Jeníček.
We actually do have a couple of non-Czech or Slovak students who join us. For example, we have a Malaysian guy who just visited Prague, and he loved it so much that he tried to figure out whether there's a Czech or Slovak society. And he was even interested in Czech language lessons, so we sent him over to the Czech school if he wants to learn the language. I actually don't know if he's doing it or if it was just an idea. But yes, we do have other members.
Most importantly, perhaps, such societies offer camaraderie in what is often a new environment for Czech students, like 19-year-old Natalia Vavreková, who is in her first year of studying a bachelor's degree in politics and philosophy.
When I came here, having the possibility to go to someone who had the same experiences, I can talk about like my worries or what should I do, or just to have the support and talk in my language. It was really important at the beginning, because you are in a completely like different country and culture, and it's scary in the beginning. So just have this like local support from your country.
Asked about whether she plans on coming back to Prague once she graduates, she says she would like to, although she would welcome some more incentives for Czech students to do so. Whatever ends up happening, it should be said that the Czech Republic does not suffer from the levels of brain drain as some other Central and Eastern European states. Czechs do not belong among the most migratory nations in Europe, says the country's ambassador to the UK, Libor Sečka. Those who do return to their home country give back a lot, he says, because they profit greatly from the opportunities and skills that can be learned in Britain.